episode 1108, Don't Let Overwhelm Overcome You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you have a heart filled with expectation of the unexpected. It is Mindset Monday, and we're going to chat about don't let overwhelm overcome you. It is so easy to get trapped in that cycle. We're going to let it all go. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I must be very honest with you. I'm sitting here in a closet. We have made it down south. Oh, yes, we have finally closed. Our old home is truly officially our old home. We are homeless, like I mentioned an episode or two ago. I think I'm still recovering from exhaustion, but somehow I know with God's help we will get through it. Today we sign for our brand new home, but with that comes a lot of stress, comes a lot of things that are just wild. We walked through our home yesterday and I just stood there and thought, really? Oh my goodness. Sometimes you don't know what's coming around the corner. Don't let overwhelm overcome you. You know the saying about how one can make a mountain out of a molehill? Putting too much emphasis on something so minor that it becomes so major. It's easy to find yourself living in a world of overwhelm, all because of the busyness factor. You doing everything with little to no help, trying to be the everyday superhero. Not that you're not, but when we're trying to be that everyday superhero, it's not going to get you to where you want to go. In fact, it might only help to dig the grave of burying your dream faster. Now, that may seem a little extreme. But overwhelm is extreme, and stopping it before it stops you is key. Today, like I mentioned, we signed for our new home here in the South. I am beyond excited, elated, and overwhelmed all at the same time. You see, the people who built this home lived in it, but seemed to leave the love out of it. Your journey is to be lived, but loved even more. God doesn't give you a challenge for you to fail. He gives you a challenge to expand your horizon, strengthening and stretching you at the core. But when our little earthly eyes see the mountains before us, it's the overwhelm that has us running. Don't let overwhelm overcome you. You matter much more than any mountain of overwhelm. In fact, you need to love each step of your journey as your greatness comes later. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love each step of your journey as your greatness comes later. Too many times we are out there searching for immediate gratification, immediate greatness. An Olympian doesn't become an Olympian overnight. It takes years. Sometimes it seems like decades of long work, 14 to 15 years before they might get the opportunity to perform, to have a gold medal put around their neck. It's not about making do with what you have. It's about creating what you want with what God has given you. And that's where love comes in, the action you take with each step. We usually attribute love to only a relationship, but love is a part of our daily life. When Jesus walked this earth, that's what he did. He loved on everything and everybody. He loved on the plants and the flowers and how they blossomed, the trees. And he loved looking up at the sky and the stars. He loved working with his hands and touching the wood and being a creator like his earthly father, Joseph. We are to love in the same manner. The action you take with each step, that's where love comes in. The steps are baby ones. You want to be a writer, then write a sentence a day. You don't have to sit there and go, I've got to finish this 10,000 words by tomorrow. No. Eventually, you'll be writing pages a day by just writing a sentence a day without the overwhelm of so many hundreds of words grabbing you at every turn. You do not have to live a life of overwhelm unless you choose to. Yes, that is a choice you make. As exhausted as I still am from getting our now old home sold and moved out of, I stand at the door and knock. Here I am. I stand there and I go, how am I going to conquer this mountain? How am I going to get it all done? How am I going to fill in all the cracks and crevices, the sagging shelves, the holes that were left because maybe they weren't so much an interior designer. The way they screwed things in, the way and the places that they put things. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. You see, God stands with you too. You don't stand alone. God is standing with you and taking each step, the big ones and the little ones. Overwhelm is a choice, not a badge of honor. Too many times we are living our life as if we need to have that badge of honor. I am so busy. I am so stressed. Look at me now. Look at who I am. Put the gold medal around my neck. That is not going to get you where you want to go. In fact, as I stand and look at my huge mountain, our new home, I know it's time that I put the love in it with every little step. Maybe you're not sure where you need to put the love in. Maybe you need to pull back in some areas. Maybe you need to come up with a different schedule for what you have. Maybe your children have you coming and going and you really are truly sitting here buried in chaos. I get you. Maybe you want some help with that. You don't need to stand alone. God stands with you and so do I. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you do is click on that link that begins our conversation. There's a couple questions that just begins our connection. I want to share this love, this passion that God has called me to. I am here to serve you, but it takes you to take that first step. Click on that link, take aim. Remember that overwhelm is a choice, not a badge of honor. Squash it like a bug and let your love shine brighter because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.